Welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, December 16th, 2020. Today in the news, after an extraordinary rally, gold recently entered an anticipated correction phase, which both math and history suggest is about to re-enter a continued trend dramatically upward, writes Egon von Giertz at Gold Switzerland. A primary driver for such sustained precious metal strength is a historically undeniable paradigm shift toward rising inflation. Price inflation went to stocks, which explains why the Dow and S&P broke to new highs as the real economy endures record lows. Gold will rise because currencies are falling by the second. Russian government hackers breached the Treasury and Commerce Departments, along with other U.S. government agencies, as part of a global espionage campaign that stretches back months, reports Washington Post. The Russian hackers, known by the nicknames Apartment 29 or Cozy Bear, are part of the nation's Foreign Intelligence Service, the SVR, and they breached email systems in some cases. The British Embassy in Washington on Sunday called the reports of Russian hacking, quote, baseless. This is the year that officially ended the boom of cities that started in the 1990s, reports The Hill. The mirage of cities buffeted by white-collar jobs and supported by wealthy citizens is officially kaput. It's easy to blame the deluge on coronavirus, but in reality, a unique combination of factors heralded the end of the growth in places like New York, while introducing population booms to medium-sized cities and suburbs across specific regions of the country. Among the biggest losers this year were New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, and the District of Columbia. Phoenix, already booming before the coronavirus, retained its spot as the fastest growing city in the country. Its metro population now displaces Boston. And lastly, as the first vaccine from Pfizer rolls out this week and the next one from Moderna looks poised to start reaching people soon, some Americans have expressed reservations about getting vaccinated, reports Wall Street Journal. One concern? Possible side effects. While the data show that some Moderna and Pfizer trial volunteers experienced side effects, even those who had a harsh reaction recommended the shots. Pfizer's vaccine, with similar technology to Moderna's, showed similar side effects, according to data released last week. Among its volunteers aged 18 to 55 receiving their second dose, 15.8% got a fever, 35% got chills. They also got more headaches and were more fatigued. Volunteers in both trials who received the vaccine reported pain at the injection site. To reach herd immunity for COVID-19, public health authorities estimated that 60 to 70%, but possibly as low as 50%, of the given population would need antibodies to protect against the infection. If Americans decline to be vaccinated in large numbers for any reason, including fear of side effects, it may cost the nation a chance to stamp out the disease. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.